த சோல் ஆஃப் சைலன்ஸ். ஸ்ரீ சுவாமி தபோவன்ஜி மகாராஜ், உத்தர்காஷி, ஹிமாலயாஸ். சைலன்ஸ் இஸ் ட்ரூத், சைலன்ஸ் இஸ் பிளிஸ், சைலன்ஸ் இஸ் பீஸ், அண்ட் ஹென்ஸ் சைலன்ஸ் இஸ் ஆத்மம். டு லீவ் திஸ் சைலன்ஸ் இஸ் த கோல், இட் இஸ் மோக்ஷா. It is the end of this endless cycle of births and deaths. Sri Ramana Maharishi was an embodiment of silence. He was silence itself. Therefore, he did not preach the silence. Only when one comes back to the noise from the silence, can one preach the silence. How can the silence preach itself through silence? Nearly 40 years ago, I had the good fortune of having the darshan of the Maharishi at Thiruvannamalai when he was living there in a cave along with his mother and brother. One midday, I, a young brahmachari at that time, climbed to the cave, saw the Maharishi there, and placing a bunch of bananas at his feet, bowed and sat before him. At the same moment, some monkeys jumped onto the scene, scrambled for the fruits, and ran away with them. The Maharishi looked lovingly into my face. That was all. He spoke, but silence. Not a word passed between us. A supreme, a dynamic, and divine silence prevailed. An hour passed by, all in silence. He rose for his bhiksha. I too rose from my seat, bowed again, and walked down the hill. The divine silence sank deeper and deeper into me with each step. Someone came running behind me and pressed me to take some prasad. Thankfully, I declined. I was full, so full with the silence. The Maharishi called him back and advised him not to press me. Then I continued walking away. Maharishi was an image of peace and silence. It is the first duty of all those who admire and follow him to seek that divine silence. The inquiry into that divine silence is but the inquiry, who am I? Oh man! Inquire and be immersed in that inner silence. Do all works of this world to reach that goal, to attain that divine silence. The ocean's surface dances in waves, lofts in sparkling foam, roars as its thunderous waves clap and clash. And yet, deep in its inner walls, it rests in eternal silence and peace. Without such a divine and spiritual depth, the works and activities of this universe prove worthless and aimless. Works should be undertaken and pursued to take us ultimately to the worthless abode of divine silence and endless peace. This is the secret doctrine of all our Vedas and ancient scriptures. From The Call Divine, 1953.